Touch not my anointed, neither do my prophets harm. Although this prophecy was given to another who deceived me as a site manager, she named her ministry after this one. Yet that ministry leads others astray to materialism and some false doctrine. The Engels named their ministry Holy Ghost Fire, copying what God gave me and is holy. I am to share this prophecy, for it is meant to encourage other ministers and ministries where the wolves are devouring or biting you with their fangs. As God protects me, He is no respecter of persons and will cause your enemies to run in 7 different directions. This woman who calls herself a pastor was my web manager for one night and led people to Amway, not to Yahushua. I have no choice but to leave her name on it, as she has not changed the name of her ministry. She made a profit off this prophet for one night. What is the price of a soul, I ask her, and all those that do these things? Ministers, beware who take the tax-exempt status and are bribed by government not to warn the people against what is being done in this country. The Ruach HaKodesh told me truly that tax-exempt status will be your only reward. Shortly there will be no reward from government. What will you do then? This minister who is mentioned in the prophecy below, I would rather remove her name, but I am not allowed to. For this is a word of God and warning to all others who do the same. Remember Yahushua, now he tore up the money changers' temples. This prophecy is just a small example of how he felt. I forgive her and only pray she ceases serving the God of materialism. I removed this prophecy for the longest of time until I kept getting requests for it. I don't like having to speak curses of God Yahweh and not blessings. God is a God of balance in all things. Read Deuteronomy 28, the curses of God to those that disobey and blessings of God to those that obey.
Enemies of this minister and ministry who came as a sheep and showed your wolf's fangs and intentions of killing this ministry and minister and what it stands for. You will rue the day, thus saith Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, you ever stole the name of this ministry to confuse the babies, bride, chosen ones, and elect. You have no right, nor have I, the Lord Yahweh or Yahushua, given you the right to name your ministry Holy Ghost Fire Ministry. Repent today, Barbara Ingalls, for stealing what was holy and heaping my wrath upon yourself, and your motives and ministry are unholy. You are the Judas I warned my daughter Sherry Elijah of long ago. Give back sevenfold all you have stolen. Remove the name you have stolen, or you shall lose your soul if you continue on in the path of destruction you are walking. None who do these things shall survive, and the flames of hell shall lick your face and body for eternity. Give back, forsake all you have stolen. Beware, I am a God that will not be mocked. I used my handmaiden, my beloved servant, to test you, to warn you, but you would not listen. You read and typed the prophecies, heard my judgments pronounced on the ungodly and those seeking to destroy a ministry not built by a mere woman's hands, but by the hands of Almighty God Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. You dare to steal the name of a ministry that speaks of my Holy Ghost fire. For doing so, if you do not repent today and forsake this evil, you will lose your soul. This is my last warning unto you, Barb and Paul. You will only be fit for my destruction. Turn from your evil ways. Remember, Jacob, I have loved. Esau, I have hated. Ichabod is your name. Think not this is Sherry Elijah speaking, for I prophesy your destruction in all ways if you do not turn from your wicked ways. Long ago I warned you, and now I warn you again. Your dog was only a sign. I, the Lord God, giveth life, and I, the Lord God, taketh it away. how fragile you are. Repent today. Take Holy Ghost fire ministry off the name of a ministry I did not give you. You call yourself dream seeker, but I, the Lord God, whom you claim to serve, will become your worst nightmare if you do not listen to my prophet who is now speaking forth. Give back sevenfold financially all you have stolen. Give back the holy name of the ministry to her you have stolen. Only hell, fire will you see if you do not do this today. Test me and see if I will not do what I have spoken. Test me and see if I will not bring destruction to all you have built with your hands. Have you not yet learned in the past? For the sake I do not want any to perish, I have warned you again. Lay not your treasures up on earth, but build them in heaven. So it is spoken, so it is written, so it shall come to pass, for these are the words of the one and only God I am. I am will be as your own worst enemy from this day forward, if you do not forsake and give back all you have stolen sevenfold. Blame not your husband Paul, like Eve, you knew what you were doing was wrong. You felt my grief in the form of depression, and yet you did not repent. I showed you my anger by touching your dog's life and showing you how fragile life is, but you also saw how I can give life where there is death, sickness where there is health, poverty where there is wealth, grief where there was joy. Your womb shall remain barren, and all you think I have said shall not come to pass if you do not give back all you have stolen from Sherry Elijah and take off Holy Ghost fire from the name of your ministry. I did not tell you to do such an evil, to defile this holy ministry that only stands for holiness and mock what I have given Sherry Elijah. If you do not obey, all your blessings, even the smallest, shall turn to curses. Every time you write, you'll see the name Holy Ghost Fire Ministries that you stole for your gain and fame. You shall receive yet another curse until your fate shall be as Pharaoh. Come out of the church of the pretenders Barbara and Paul Engel. Sherry Elijah did not know fully what you were doing, but I showed others. As you worked, I gave you signs to stop what you were doing, yet you ignored these signs. Again I say, repent for what you have done. Give back the name of this ministry. Erase your unholiness with my son's shed blood. Forsake evil doctrines and other gods of gain. You have been warned this day by Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the ones you claim to serve. February 4th, 1999, 2:12 p.m. What is the price of your soul? Be warned and beware. I will take back the blessings I gave you if you do not repent today. I sent you to Sherry Elijah to allow you to be tested, knowing she would speak forth my words when I spoke them. You cannot say you were not told. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts. Repent of the false doctrine you believe and teach. Itching ears and wandering eyes and a lust for gold has led you away from Calvary.